LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 4th of January, 2019. Happy New Year. And this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios, underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, the Italian Film Festival gets underway this weekend, and one of our own has an entry in it. Ruggero Romano, host of CITR's Room Tone, will be here to talk about V6A, his new documentary about life in Canada's most troubled postal code. Plus the usual call board, and we'll fill you in on what's going on in theater this weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial.
That.
And the man himself is sitting right across from me, Ruggero Romano. Welcome to Dave Radio.
Wow, amazing introduction right there. That's amazing. What a pleasure to be here with you, man. Let's make it happen. Let's make it happen.
All right, let's do that. So first of all, let's talk about your movie, V6A.
Right on, V6A. Well, V6A is the postal code of the area that is most commonly known as the downtown east side. Yeah. And, you know, I just fell in love with the area. So this movie is a love letter to the area that somehow approaches the community from many different angles. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it so particular and attracted so much attention through the media lately. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a historical area. It is the actual literal heart of the city in the sense that that was where the city of Vancouver was when the city was started in 1886. You know, it was that downtown core. So it has been there, that area has been there the whole time, and it has been populated by people from all around the world. And it's from the very beginning. When you come to Vancouver, you sort of start in that area. And so there's always been a really lively variety of people that populate the area.
Yeah, and I feel like Vancouver itself, you know, there are so many colors and so many textures in Vancouver, right? Yeah. It's so diverse. And I think that that's the beauty of Vancouver. You know, I love Vancouver for that especially. Yeah. And I feel that a city like Vancouver that has so much to offer can do so much to really support the communities that are most in need, especially right now in 2019.
Yeah. And as I said in the introduction, it is really considered the most troubled area almost of the entire country. There's a lot of poverty. There's a lot of issues with drugs, addiction, and homelessness, people that sort of drive through it but don't spend any time there, don't see the positive, don't see the beauty of it.
That's very well said. You know, statistically speaking, the downtown east side is very well known, you know, across the world. The statistics around that place are crazy, you know. And that is one of the reasons why that area is so special too, because it's very easy to stop at the appearance of what's happening there, yeah. right? It's very easy. But if you step through that wall, you really discover a world of possibility, a community mm-hmm. that is so saturated and yeah. has so much to offer. And somehow, I feel there's been a huge misrepresentation of that community throughout time. Mm-hmm. And I want this movie is here to break that prejudice and break yeah. that bias that there is over the Downtown yeah. East Side.
What did it for you? What was your introduction to the Downtown East Side?
Oh, man, this is a question that I really, really like because it's been extremely natural. Yeah. And the way it worked is I actually felt like someone grabbed me from my hair and just pulled me into the area. It was so interesting to notice how it just happened out of instinct. You know, yeah. I had a lot of hunger for truth. I said, you know, don't give me the good news. Don't give me just give me the truth.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what I did. I just mm-hmm. stepped into the Downtown East Side. I started walking. It was scary at first. I have to say, man, yeah. it was scary because it's a reality that I was not familiar with yeah. at all. So as I started getting more involved in the community, I started from the Carnegie Community Center, which is yeah. really the sun of the solar system of the Downtown East Side, mm-hmm. you know. I started playing chess there. I started singing. I started painting with the community. I started cooking in the community kitchen. And that was so beautiful to really see and get to touch the essence of the community, right?
Yeah.
And at that point, I said, you know what? I got to start collecting these stories. I love stories. Stories, everything to me is a story.
Mm-hmm.
Every single thing. So if it has a birth and a death, it's a story and it deserves the respect that it has.
Yeah.
So I started collecting biographies and the stories that I lived with the community and within the community. And that slowly translated into the actual documentary, into
right.
the audiovisual communication form that documentaries can offer.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. who are some of the people that that got involved? Who are some of the stories that that you're telling?
Oh, man. It's there's so many. It's like,
let's open
man.
A can
it's
of
like,
worms.
It's a whoo. It's a, there have been many stories. And the
yeah.
way the whole process, the whole journey was fascinating to me because, you know, I started shooting in April 2017.
Yeah.
The dream came in 2016 of October. October 2016, I had the vision. You know? I said, I can make this happen, you know.
Yeah.
And April 2017, I found myself with the camera in the right place at the right time to shoot that protest. And from there, the protest that is in the movie, I just kept shooting and kept following the topic around that specific, you know, the eviction of the Balmoral Hotel. And then from there, it diluted and it expanded into the life of these characters and these people that have so much to offer because it's so easy to react to suffering with more suffering.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some social innovators that are hidden within the fabric of that community that fight that suffering with love.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the true heroes. Those
yeah.
are the true social heroes, right? Don't you think? It's like, I find it to be something extremely inspiring.
Yeah, I agree. There are so many positive, strong, powerful, loving people that choose to live in that area and work to improve their community.
Amazing. Yeah,
yeah.
Those words are I mean, I cannot agree more, you know.
I have to tell you that I have a very strong connection to the Downtown East Side.
Mm-hmm.
Both of my parents when I was growing up, worked in that area. My mother was a clerk at Woodward's department store.
Oh, nice!
And my dad worked in a business near Oppenheimer Park.
Oh, yeah!
And in fact, he was in the funeral business, and the business that he worked at has now been converted to a performance space. It's called Chapel Arts.
Mm,
yeah.
Right on, yeah. Right
and
on.
And then my first work in broadcasting was at Co-op Radio,
oh.
which was also right at Hastings and Carroll.
Yes,
so that area means a lot to me.
Yeah, I've been there recently.
And,
actually,
and I have friends who still live there.
Yeah,
you know, so it's anything that shines a positive light on that part of town is I'm right behind. I'm just
right on. Yeah,
I'm really happy to see.
I've actually it's great that you mentioned the Core Radio. I've been there recently, and it's great to see the transition, how things change throughout time. Right,
yeah.
You know, the area itself, the way people connect in that area. There is a different truth to it. There is a different substance to it, you know,
because
mm-hmm. people look at you in the eyes for who you are,
yeah.
not for what they want you to be, but for who you truly are,
yeah.
you know. And when you remove all the structure from the surface, you really get to the substance of life. And I think that that's what we need in 2019. We need
yeah.
more substance. We are lost
yeah.
in the sea and in the ocean of structure.
It's interesting you said that because you kind of get the sense that honesty is a survival tactic, that as long as you're true to who you are and what you mean, you'll get along.
I really like what you're saying. I need a high five for that.
All right. There we go.
High five in the booth, man. Give me that. That's really neat because I actually feel that life rewards honesty and truth.
Yeah.
The moment you tell a lie, you're not only telling a lie to anybody else, you're telling it first to yourself, and you're telling it to your own perception of life.
Yeah.
And in that way, you really create a huge mess within your own psyche and your own alignment, right? I feel like the biggest cause of this disharmony that there is around the world right now, and there is a big dose of disharmony, but there is also a big dose of harmony that is coming in as well, I feel. And the big dose of disharmony is caused by a misalignment. When what you think, what you feel, and what you say are not aligned, you lose reference in life.
Yeah.
You don't have any more the glasses that you need for a place like the world and like life itself that is so constantly dynamic, right? Mm-hmm. You need those glasses to see through the fabric of life and really get to touch the substance.
Yeah. As a filmmaker, what was the experience like when you showed up with your camera? Who are the people that gave you permission to photograph and tell their stories?
That's amazing question right there, because it's been probably the biggest challenge is definitely being creating that space of intimacy.
Yeah.
You know, and the one of the biggest reasons why I was also inspired to make these documentaries because I have come across other documentaries that didn't do justice to the area,
mm-hmm.
and took advantage of the people and exploited the stories of the people, and that enraged me.
Yeah.
Enraged me to the point that you know, I made the process of respect the vital spine of this documentary, and I would make sure that every time I would pull out the camera, people were aware of what I was willing to do. And at the end of the movie, when everything was ready, I called the people from the movie to come together, watch the film, and say, hey, are you guys agreeing with this representation of yours? You know? Yeah. And I was already, I was willing to take anything away from the movie in case anybody didn't feel comfortable with that.
Yeah.
You know? But the most beautiful thing is that people all came together. And they all welcomed that you know, V6A to be part of the community.
Mm-hmm.
They accepted that truth, and they're happy to be part of it.
Yeah.
I come across people either around the street or even when I go meet them at their place and, you know, we just chat. They're happy to be part of this. And you know, we are all grateful to be a team that has brought this story to life.
Yeah, that's got to warm your heart.
It's something that I feel, you know, the true power of that area is the love that colors the streets, right? That love. And I feel that when people are empowered, when people are given the voice to tell what they feel inside and to have someone that can actually listen to them, that's when really love comes out.
Yeah.
That's when you have the light of life. That's when you really use the heat of the camera to hug someone and give them a place to rest and even shed a tear of happiness when they can.
Wonderful. So where can we see this? It's playing at the Italian Film Festival, which is at the Italian Cultural Center, right?
Yes.
At the VIFF.
Yeah, the Van City. So yeah, what's happening is, this is very interesting. The Italian Film Festival, which is also supported by the Vancouver International Film Festival organization.
Right.
Man, this organization is amazing.
Yeah.
I cannot say how amazing these two organizations are, especially when coming together. You know, they have supported the idea of the movie and the message of the movie. And we're coming together for the world premiere on the 6th. But we sold out 5 days in advance. It was incredible, you know. And we sold out 5 days in advance, and now we have a second screening on the 13th. And there is a chance that we might have also more screenings, but we're gonna have to touch base on that. And just enjoy our time as we're telling this story. Of course, we plan to do more community screenings and screenings out there for people that might not be able to afford a ticket.
Yeah,
I made sure that the people that could not afford a ticket would come to the premiere anyways.
Wonderful,
because this story is ours as much as it is yours in a way. You know, whoever you are, because it's a story from the community for the community.
Yeah.
So no discussion. Everybody who's part of the movie is gonna be there at the premiere. Yeah. We're gonna have music. We're going to have paintings, we're going to have food. It's going to be a really interesting night to celebrate what it means to be part of the community of the
downtown. So the screening's at 7:30 on Sunday, which is already sold out, but then you're having a reception or something afterwards.
Yes, basically, we have a bunch of stuff, Q&A, everything is happening. Doors will open at 7.
Yeah.
There is a chance there will be standby tickets, so that's a no right there.
Yeah.
There is a note, for those standby tickets, it's only for the 6th of January, for the 13th of January, apparently there are still advanced tickets that are able to, and you know, people can still buy
them. And the whole festival, it's a rich collection of films. Like there's some classic stuff. There's some Fellini in there. There's a new version of Once Upon a Time in America by Sergio Leone, and there's some new film. It's a wide range of product that's being presented on this festival. So it's quite an honor for you to be featured in that group.
It is, man. Yeah. It's so hard to describe the energy, you know, the feeling that I have within. It means so much, right? Mm-hmm. I came here 3 years ago with a dream, you know, from Italy. And, you know, every time I speak, I'm representing my country.
Yeah.
And with this film, I have the chance to stand up for my country in a way that I've never done before. Yeah. And I feel so honored to do it. And I have to tell you, the work that these organizations, the Italian Film Festival and the Vancouver International Film Festival organization, together, they are doing something great.
Yeah.
You know, the Italian Film Festival is famous to be so saturated and vibrant, mm-hmm. you know, and people love that, you know, because people resonate so much with the idea of that saturation, of that place where people can go and just give themselves to the screen in a way that they maybe cannot do normally throughout the year, you know. So yeah.
A couple of the other films I wanted to mention too. One is it's a history of Cinecittà,
mm-hmm.
the Italian films, the studio in Rome. And there's another one, I can't remember the title of it right now, but it's what if Benito Mussolini came back to life?
So there are two other movies that actually have very similar topics to V6A. And one is Umberto D,
uh-huh.
and the other one is called Tutti a Casa.
Uh-huh.
And it's I find it very interesting to see that there is such a strong voice for this thematic at the Italian Film Festival.
Yeah. Umberto D, that's about a homeless man.
Umberto
in Italy.
There is a lot to it. It's very hard to describe it just in a few sentences.
Right.
I would encourage everybody, of course, to go and check this catalog out because this series
it's
of
rich.
Movies for 2019 is phenomenal. Yeah.
Well, congratulations! Like this is a great success for you.
I would say it's a success for the community. You know, I was just the glue. You know, I always say this, I was just the glue of this whole process, but the content, the substance, the truth truly comes from the community, mm-hmm. you know? We as documentary filmmakers can lend our own megaphone to the people that don't have a voice. And in this process, I really discovered that if we can do it as documentary filmmakers, storytellers, we can create a bridge between what's unspoken and what is the spotlight of society.
Yeah.
And I was just the bridge in the middle, but the true substance, it comes from the community itself, is just not being revealed in the proper way.
Yeah. But there's a lot going on, and this is a good way to gain attention to it and to help it to grow. So thanks very much for doing that. You know,
as I said,
as a part of that community, I really appreciate what you're doing and keep it up.
Well, it's something that I feel that as citizens of Vancouver, we have responsibility, you know.
Yeah.
Every single citizen of Vancouver has responsibility because, you know, we are neighbors.
Yeah.
You know, people want to solve global issues. But how can we solve global issues if we cannot even help our neighbor?
Yeah.
That's crucial, right? That's where it starts.
Yeah.
Because if you cannot help your neighbor, you probably cannot even help yourself. We have to go and respect the nature of sharing and giving, you know, and listening. Lots of listening. Because it's only by listening that we get to truly understand what's the problem, right? And I feel there's been a lot of lack of that because it's so easy to project the label of drug addiction, you know, and crimes.
Yeah.
It's so easy to just project that onto the area. But we need to transcend that. We need to go beyond the labels that we have attributed to the downtown east side and really discover what's happening in there. And it's not something that's going to happen in 1 week. You're not just going to walk down the street and in 1 week you're going to understand what's going on. It takes time. And we need to raise those questions so that people can have that hunger to go and explore what's going on in the downtown east side and how we can all come together to help the downtown east side to become a better community with less imbalances across the spectrum of Vancouver.
Yeah. Perfectly said.
I mean, there is a lot to say.
You know,
it's important. It's a big topic. There's a lot to say, but
Well, join.
That's,
you know,
that's what it is.
You know, our audience can join in on the conversation. The films V6A. It's showing at the Van City Theater on Seymour Street. As you said, Sunday night is sold out, but there's still tickets available for Sunday the 13th, and plenty of other great things to see at the Italian Film Festival. So go to there's websites. There's the
v6afilm.com.
Yeah, that's a good place to start, and also on the Facebook page, and look up the Italian Film Festival as well to find out more. Ruggero Romano,
thank you, Dave.
You
that was
so
amazing
much for coming in. So this is a song that we played at the top of the show, but just a little bit of it, so now we're going to do the whole thing.
It was one for you, it was three for me, it was very nice, it was everything, so here it is, in little pieces. I didn't win or lose, I just threw the cards. But I paid a price for it. It's alright, baby. I'm doing the best that I can. And the whispered secrets, they go on and on. No one says anything to anyone. You watch after her, and your word is law. She thought she was out there, and nobody saw. I didn't win or lose, I just played the part. But I paid a price for it. It's alright, baby, I'm doing it. I was silent, I was locked away. Silent all day was out of my hands, yeah. In my distress, well, I wanted someone to.
So they're called In Mirrors, and the CD is called Escape from Berlin, and the song is called Escape from Berlin.
CITR and Mint Records have released their biannual collab, Pop Alliance Volume 5. This glamorous record features staple Vancouver artists, Devours, Swim Team, Lord Fuckerman, Chris Horrific, and so many more. Get your copy for only $15 on iTunes or at the Mint Records store now.
The Crane Library is looking for student volunteers to record textbooks for those who cannot use print at the university. If you are a UBC student who is computer literate with an ability to read university material aloud and you have a willingness to learn new techniques, we ask for a two-hour commitment once a week. For additional information and to set up an audition, call 604-822-6114 or email crane.volunteer@ubc.ca.
I take my life. I want you all to take your life. I want you all to have your life. UBC Theater and Film presents Lion in the Streets, directed by MFA candidate Michelle Thorne, telling the story of Isabel, the ghost of a murdered 9-year-old Filipina. Returning to the neighborhood 17 years after her death, young Isabel drops into the lives of her neighbors and reveals the hauntingly raw underbelly of human nature. Ultimately hopeful, Judith Thompson's seminal play, Lion in the Streets, devours with devastating beauty. Running January 17 to February 2nd at the Telus Studio Theater in the Chan Center for the Performing Arts, student tickets only $11.50 at theaterfilm.ubc.ca.
Hey there.
Barev.
We're the Armenian Students Association, and we're here to bring together everyone,
Armenians and non-Armenians,
who are interested in learning about the Armenian culture here at UBC.
Find us on Facebook at ASA UBC to stay up to date. We look forward to seeing you at our future events.
Join us in celebrating the 48th year partnership between UBC and the United Way of the Lower Mainland. Our goal this year is to help 40,000 people in our community. Make sure to visit unitedway.ubc.ca to learn about us, our events, and how to get involved, because together, we are possibility.
The Electric Company Theater Company of Vancouver has a brand new event going on at the Vancouver Playhouse. Yes, yes, the Playhouse still has stuff. It's called The Full Light of Day, and this is a kind of a multimedia virtual reality experience. And it is, let me just find the PSA about it here. There we go. It's a groundbreaking new work by Daniel Brooks, directed by Kim Collier. It's a modern allegory. A terminal ill woman confronts the choices that brought her family privilege and with bravery takes risks to secure their ultimate redemption. It is a provocative hybrid of theater and film, and it unites some of Canada's most luminary and award-winning talents. Actors like Jim Mizan, Gabrielle Rose, Gillian Fargy, Dean Paul Gibson, Jenny Young, and Jonathan Young, among many others. Not only is it a stellar cast, but it is a kind of a multimedia experience. They're using live theater and projection in a way that hasn't been done in a long time. I think there was one production, and I can't remember the name of the play, but it was at the Stanley about 5 years ago. Anyway, what they do is they have 14 live streaming cameras giving projections of the play and film projection going on all at the same time. So as an audience member, you're kind of immersed in this kind of virtual reality experience in the middle of the Playhouse Theater. It's only $20, and it starts on the 7th. What's that? Monday, and goes until the 12th. So it's just on for a few days at the Vancouver Playhouse. And in conjunction with that, Kevin Kerr, the artistic director of the Electric Company, has put together a series of virtual reality films. It's a sort of a complimentary presentation. He has created a collection of experimental short films in 360 virtual reality, collectively referred to as the Virtual Light of Day. So you've got the full Light of Day play, and then you've got the virtual Light of Day short film presentation. The virtual Light of Day part of it is free. You don't need a ticket for it, but they do ask that you call in to make reservations, or you actually can go. You can show up in person. I guess they're pretty lax about that. So show up at the Playhouse. The first one goes tomorrow. No, it's on today at 3 o'clock. Yes. And then there's another one tomorrow and Monday as well. So if you want to find out more, you can go to their website, electriccompanytheater.com, and look up the virtual Light of Day. So we got some more tunes coming off the shelf. This is another new release from Hollow Twin. Except I hit the open button instead of the play button again. I love doing that. All right, here we go. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1. All right. I'm going to stop it and start it again so you can hear it without me interrupting it.
The river tells me I'm a
So that is Hollow Twin and released from their new CD, The River Saw Everything. This weekend, there's a an event going on right here in our building in the Student Nest. It's called Y2K, a 24-hour musical. Now, you kids may be a little too young to remember Y2K. Oh, my God. Am I really old enough to be able to say that? This is a celebration of the movies of the year 2000. So that'll be fun. It's hosted and produced by the UBC Musical Theater Troupe. And what's happening is today, starting at 5 o'clock, they're going to be gathering up in room 2311 and putting together 20-minute musicals based on your favorite movies from the 2000s. They're learning, rehearsing, and performing 20-minute musicals all within 24 hours. So if you want to see it, if you want to be part of the audience, you show up tomorrow in the Performance Theater, which is called The Egg, which is that big wooden thing that's hanging over your head as you come into the atrium. So starting at 7 o'clock, it's only a $2 suggested donation. You'll see some of the stuff that these students have been putting together since 5 o'clock today. So if you want to be a performer, what you do is you show up at room 2311 right here in the Student Nest at 5 o'clock today. Everyone is welcome, but if you want to participate, you must join the UBC MTT. That's $8, and it can be paid with the cash or credit or whatever when you show up. So that's fine. You get started, and then the audience shows up tomorrow at 7 o'clock to see the results. So it looks like it'll be a lot of fun. A great way to kind of kick off the new year. And if you're a performer, get involved with some performance work. If you're an audience member, just see a fun, silly show with in people having a good time, and hopefully bringing some entertainment along with it as well. So it's Y2K, the 24-hour musical. The participants start at 5 o'clock today. The audience shows up at 7 o'clock tomorrow right here at the old Student Nest. This weekend is kind of closing weekend for a lot of the festive season entertainment stuff going on. You've got the East Van Panto at the York Theater. You've got the Charlie Brown Holiday Double Bill, and I didn't talk about this before, but it's held over until Sunday, so I recommend you go and check it out. It's the two great stage musicals based on Peanuts and Charlie Brown. There's You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, and the stage version of A Charlie Brown Christmas, both of them starring Andrew Cowden as Charlie Brown, and Andrew is one of the great comic actors of Vancouver, and he's always a treat to see all by himself, but with this great Carousel Theater group backing him up, it's going to be a lot of fun. So the final shows happen this weekend. There's two shows today, one at 3 and one at 7, and then there's also some daytime shows tomorrow at 11, and then 3 o'clock, and then closing is Sunday at 11 and 3. So if you want to find out more about that, we've shared it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can also just go to Carousel Theater website and find out more about it. It's the Charlie Brown Holiday Double Bill that's closing this weekend. There's also the Metro Theater Panto of King Arthur? Or is it Robin Hood? I can never remember which one it is. But that's going on at Metro Theater in Marple. You've also got the big shows. Christmas at Pemberley at the Arts Club on Granville Island. You've got Beauty and the Beast at the Stanley Theater. And Blind Date at the K-Meek. Is it the K-Meek? No, it's not. It's at the... it's at the BMO stage in... it's the tour. Oh, there you go. The Blind Date Tour is going on at the K-Meek Center in West Van tonight. So, all kinds of great, great fun stuff to see for all that. We're going to play one more piece of music. This is someone that actually joined us in the studio this year, originally from Australia, now based in Vancouver. This is Rowan Porter. Don't push the open button. There we go. Thank you. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. We've got a workshop coming up in January. It's called the Viva Voce Speech Arts, and it's all about anatomy, movement, and voice workshop. Sorry, it's all about anatomy, movement, and voice. It is a workshop that offers depth to the theory and praxis of movement-based disciplines. Explore the body and voice in action and being. It's in three segments. Each will explore an element, either an element, an anatomical aspect, and a location. It starts on the 20th of January. It costs $260. If you have an equity card, you can get a discount of $52, so it costs you $208. You can find out more at their website. It's Viva Voce Speech, VIVAVOCESPEECH.ca. Or contact Camilla Burgess at cburgess@vivavocespeech.ca. Still looking for folks interested in Democracy by Bruce Moen, written and directed by Bruce Moen. He is putting together a show for the Fringe Festival in Vancouver in September. This is, as I said before, this is our first Fringe Festival audition for 2019. Looking for three men and a woman aged between 25 and 40, playing four characters who are roughly the same age. It's a 45-minute comedy about a doll maker and his wife who host their village's regional vote. And there's a little bit of coercion involved in the voting process. So much fun ensues around that. And, of course, there's a moral lesson at the end. And no one loses a finger. So that's good. So if you want to find out more about that, contact Bruce. His email address is bruce@dreamfilm.ca. FVGSS, the Fraser Valley Gilbert and Sullivan Society, or a musical theater society, is doing Seussical the Musical. Their auditions are happening this weekend on Sunday and Tuesday at the Valley View Funeral Home. And the show itself is going to be on in White Rock at the Coast Capital Playhouse in April. And they're looking for an ensemble, but casting also the four main characters of the Cat, Horton, Gertrude, and JoJo. If you want to get in on it, you can send your request to fvgssproducer@gmail.com. Also in White Rock, the White Rock Players Club are doing Noel Coward's Present Laughter. That show's going up in April. The auditions are also this weekend at the Coast Capital Playhouse on Johnson Road in White Rock. Looking for 11 folks, 6 women and 5 men, aged from 20s to 70s. So go to their website, White Rock Players Club, to find out more about that. And also this weekend, Align Entertainment is putting out their Search for a Dog. They're doing Annie at the Michael J. Fox Theater in February, and they're looking for a dog to play Sandy. So if you are interested, show up at the Lindbergh Academy for the Performing Arts Sunday afternoon. Go to Align Entertainment, and I think there's also a Facebook page. So just look for Annie on Facebook, and you'll probably find out more about this. Looking for a dog. Quest for Sandy, I think, is what they're calling it. If you want to find out more, the website is alignentertainment.ca. United Players of Vancouver doing Jerusalem by Jez Butterworth, and that is happening in June at the Jericho Arts Center. The auditions are coming up this week, this weekend and next, and they're looking for an ensemble of 16 actors to this Vancouver premiere of a contemporary masterpiece, a bold comedic vision of life in rural England. Go to the United Players website to find out more details about that. They do want you to know that it is specifically set in the Wiltshire area of the south of England. So if you do have the skills to carry out that accent, they'd love to hear from you. If you don't, that's fine, because they'll have somebody on staff to help you through it if you're able to get cast in the play. So there you go. Now, let's see. Vagabond Players in Westminster. We've got Detroit by Lisa D'Amour, directed by Ken Finn. That audition is happening next weekend, January 13th, at the Burning Leg Theater. And if you want to find out more about that, go to thevagabondplayers.ca. Now, this one, I'm just going to read it just as it appears and let you be the judge. Once in Lifetime Vancouver Pictures, Up for Air, directed by Greg Dirksen. Auditions are January 17th and 22nd at the Vanity Community Room on Commercial Drive. I'm looking for a very funny comic improv actors for this new project that resembles Curb Your Enthusiasm and has people audition for, being cast in this new, quote, program, quote, unquote, called, quote, Up for Air, unquote. All of the episodes will be based upon these satiric droll stories that include the first one that's this tale of a sailor, comma, afraid of water, comma, and, comma, commitment, who one Christmas Eve, comma, as he's drinking his beer at Funky Winker Beans, remembers of the time he wished up the Christmas star for the first time, comma, after he'd already written Santa a letter, comma, at 12, yo, asking for him to bring him the love of his life, dot, dot, dot. It was never answered. She never came until this night as he steps into the night and off the pier that his life saved under this Christmas star by this mermaid. You may think of this as being like 40-year-old Virgin Splash and the Incredible Mr. Limpet. We are looking for a Katherine Heigl, Anne Hathaway type as the love of his life in this or Jennifer Tilly. Production dates, spring 2009. No idea how to reach them. And one more. One more for you. Renegade Arts, our dear friend Chris Adams, who had a great success with Sweeney Todd, is coming back with another one. This is Rock of Ages, the rock and roll musical with music by Journey, Bon Jovi, Def Leppard, and others. That show's going to be at Metro Theater in June, and the auditions are coming up January 19th and 21st at Renegade on Broadway, which I think is 3030 East Broadway. You can submit your headshot and resume to renegadearts@outlook.com, and Chris has the audition notice posted on Facebook as well. There you go. If you have detail, if you want details on these or other audition notices, you can go to vancouveractorsguide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you would like to have read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email us right here at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. And there we go. That's our show. We're back. It's a new year. Yippee! Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. You can also find us on Twitter and Instagram at CITR Dave Radio. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca, and remember to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes. It really helps. Stick around. Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Beppe Crespin at 2 and Nardwuar the Human Serviette at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at the same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.